Never that only souls, that's all he could do. In Shleshim, the same thing the Torah says to pay 30. Like, how come? The one is worth more than the other. Still, we say no. When the Torah gives us how much you have to pay, the Torah says a flat rate, and that's it for all types. So maybe you're also here when the Torah says 50 shkolim, it means included maybe also the boishes and the begam. Aye, it's not equal by your cases. It's not equal. The Torah gave a flat sum of 50 shkolim maybe for everything. Just like you find if you kill an Eved, you only have to pay Shloshim Shkolim whether he was a very valuable Eved or not such a valuable Eved. So it says, Elu Amar Abzera. It's like this. Ilu Bo Leho Shnayim. Let's say two people live with her. Echad Kedarko, one lived with her in a normal manner. V'yechad Shloi Kedarko. One did it Shloi Kedarko. Is Yomer, we should say, Bo Al Shloimo Chamishim. The first one that was born when she's a shleima, she had to pay 50. Bo Paguma, the second one that was made a pagamina, that's born when she's pagamina already, chamishim. Like, what kind of svar is that? The chur should be different. The chur means that the first one was manasa shalai kedarkai. So now if somebody else lives with her, you still have to pay a kanas. But the second pagam is not as bad as the first one. The first pagam was a bigger pagam. So Baal Shleimah, when you bear when she was a Shleimah before, you only have to pay 50. So Baal Paguma Chamishim, what kind of svar is that? Again, the question is, how can you say in all cases that Pagam is only 50 Shkolim? So Amalei Abaye said, again, that's not a kasha. Yehochi, they say the same thing. Yehochi, Gaviyeva Nami, by the case when you're sure, kills the Neved Kanani. Yarmush, they say the same svara. Eved Barish Leshim. What kind of svar is that? If the Eved was healthy, you still only have to pay 30. An Eved Mukashrin, let's say he killed somebody's Eved that was a Mukashrin, had boils all over his body. In Shloshim, you also don't have to pay Shloshim. So you see also that there's a flat rate, even for Begam, how much you make of the body worth less, also it's a flat rate, or a flat rate. So just like when you sure kills an Eved, you always have to pay Shloshim Shkolim, maybe you're also, anytime you minus the girl, whether it's a big Begam or a small Begam, maybe it's all included in the 50 Shkolim. So again, how do we know you have to pay separately 50 shkolim and boishes of the gam separately? Maybe it's all included in the 50 shkolim. Say, Elo Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this. On Makro, the Pasuk says, Tachas Asher Ina. That you have to pay what? 50 shkolim for the Ina, for the pain of the Anusa of the Bia. So with Darshan Hani Tachas Asher Ina. These 50 shkolim you have to pay is for the pain you gave her of the actual Bia living with her. Mechlav, and here it's a proof, but there's another type of a payment that comes with it, that you also have to pay for the bushes in the begam. But this 50 shkolim, the Torah says clearly, tachas asher ina. You're paying the 50 and stands for the pain that you gave her of the bia. So mashma, that's all the 50s for. But there is bushes of begam separately. Rava says, that all Makro, the Pasuk says like this, V'no san o ish ha-shoychi v'mo le'avia nara chamishim kosef. It says what? That you have to pay her when you're minus the girl, you have to pay your father chamishim kosef. So with Dashin it says what? No san ish ha-shoychi v'mo. So the idea is that ha-noi shchiva nun. For the fact that you live with her, for that you have to pay 50 shkolim. Mechlau is a proof, the ika boshes a pekam. But there's also bushes of gum you have to pay, excluding the Hanois Shriva. For the Gemara of Yemel of Ido, maybe the bushes of gum goes to her. True, the Torah says, V'nosan Avianaro, that's only the Kanas, the 50 Shkolim, goes to the father. But maybe the bushes of the gum, there the Torah doesn't say, V'nosan Avianaro, maybe that goes to her. On this, the Gemara answers, on Makro, the Pasuk says, no, V'noreo Beisavia. That when she's a Naro, when she's only 12 to 12 and a half, she's still called in her father's Rishus. So the Darshana means, Kol Shavach Nureo Leyavia. Any money that she gets when she's a Naro, automatically goes to the father. There's a Svara that the Boshas and the Begam, true, the Chiyuv should be to her, but since she's a Naro, the money goes to the father. For the Marviela Hod Yomar Ravuna Amarav. That's the Ravuna said in the name of Rav. That minayin, how do we know? Shemaisa habas liyaviyo, if the daughter works and makes some money, that what she gets the money goes to the father, yes, new posik. Shenema, the posik says, V'chiyimkor ishes bita liyoma, that a father has a right to sell his own daughter for a maid. So ma oma, just like by a maid, ma'is yudeh al rabo, that now what she works goes to a master. In other words, and who got the money? The father got the money. Is af bas, the same thing by your own daughter, ma'is yudeh al yaviyah, to swear to say that whatever she works, her money goes to the father. The question is, normally, what do we need this Yosha for? Typically, I learned it out from the pasuk we had before. That we dash in anything that she earns when she's a Nara, goes to the father. So also, Ma'isi Yadayim should go to her father. So Mary answered, Eloi, he, Piyaforos Adar Mudichsiv. In Echnami, this pasuk of the Nureo Beisavia is a special pasuk by Nidorim. That what by Nidorim it says, if a Nara makes an Eder, she's still Brishus Avia, that the father could be made for it. But in Echnami, if Hilchos Mominis, maybe the father doesn't get her money. So therefore we need a second pasuk of Chiyim Karish. From there we see the father gets the money of a Ma'isi Yadayim. For the Marv Chitayim, maybe you tell me, Nelef Minei, let's learn out from this Pasha of Nedorim. Just like for the Pasha of Nedorim when she makes a Neder, the father has the right to make for it, so maybe the money also goes. So Mary says, no, you should know, Memoina, Mi Yisur, Afinan. We don't learn out Hilchas Mamnis from Hilchas Yisurim. It's possible to say, for Hilchas Yisurim from Nedorim, she's still Rishus Aviyah. But maybe for Mamnis, she's not called in her father's Rishus yet. Still. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, Nelef Miknoso, let's turn it out from the pasture of Knas. For Knas, we see the Torah says, Venosam Laviha Nara, that you have to pay the 50 shkolim to the father. So Mar also says, that Memoina Miknoso Loyafinan also you can learn out from. Knas is a Chiddishu, so maybe the Chiddish goes to the father. But maybe regular Mammon, since she it's her Boshis, it's her Pagan, maybe she go to her? So Mar says, Elo Mistavra, it's a Svara. The Aviyah Heavy, that the Boishas and the Bekam goes to the father. Why? The Iboyim Nosalo Leminuvul Lukashrin. Because if the father wanted to, he could marry Ruth to anybody he wants to. The father can marry her even without her permission. So therefore, since he could marry Ruth to a Menuvul, or to a Lukashrin, to a man that's full of boils, or a Menuvul, he could have gave a Bekam, and he could have gave a Boishas. Therefore, the Sephardim said that now, when she does get the money for her boishes not pagam, it goes to the father. Rashi says, "Ela mistavro, the boishes of pagam the av heavy, sherei biyoda labaisha. It's in the father's rishus power to give her embarrassment anyway. The boishes bilo lepoigma pagam bilo. The father could do it anyway. The boy muslo lekatsha rabia. The father could make her get married." How do you pay for the pagam? You made it worth less. We look as if she's a maid that's being sold in the market. So Mara says, "Hey, Cheshamin in law, how do we evaluate her?" Amar Avu Adi Shmuel, "I'm dim." We say like this: "Kamo Adim writes a litain. How much would a person pay for the difference if he wants to buy bein shivcha maid besula that nobody ever lived with le shivcha bula to a shivcha to maid that a man lived with already?" For the Gemara, le shamshoy shivcha bula bein shivcha besula le shivcha bula le shamshoy Shivcha bula, l'shamshoy shivcha, for the Mora, like bula l'shamshoy, mine afkula mino. Like, what's the difference? If you're only buying it now, l'shamshoy, that she should, like, work for you, so what's the difference? What kind of pagam is this? What does the master care if the shivcha lived with a man before? He's not buying the shivcha to marry her. You're not allowed to marry a shivcha. So the master, the Jew, is buying the shivcha to work with her. So just to work with her, what's the difference? Why should he pay any difference? He won't pay any less for the fact that she had beer with another man. What does he care? So Mura says, Elo, the case is like this. Vein shivcha bula l'shivcha shena bula. L'hatsi li'avdoi. It's the case where a master has already an Eved Kanani. The Lach is an Eved Kanani is allowed to marry a shivcha. Or even an Eved Yisrael. An Eved Yisrael could also marry a shivcha. So if a Jew has an Eved Yisrael, and he wants to marry, wants to buy a shivcha now, to let the Eved marry her. Only of there to work for him. For the Gemara, my nafka lamino. So Gemara says, again, since the both of them are only to working for the master, again, what does the master care about? True, he's buying the shivcha now so the Eved can live with them. In order to what? To have children. But what does he care whether she lived with a man before or not? The master's not living with her. His son is giving her now to his Eved. So the main purpose of her is l'shamshay, that they should be able to have children. So what does he care if she lived with a man before or not? So for instance, the case is, b'yevet sheyeshto l'rabbi k'ris ruach emenu. They were talking about a master owns an Eved Yisrael, that the master loves him, that he wants to do something very nice to his Eved. So therefore he wants a boy for him a shivcha that never lived with a man, because there's a special anor the first time you live with her. So therefore that's the difference. If a man that has a good Eved and wants to do nice to him, so he's makpit to try and get the best shivcha for him. So he'll pay more money if the shivcha never lived with a man, where she did live with a man. So there's difference in price, how much you would pay for a shivcha that did live or didn't live. That's called the pagam, that's how much you have to pay this girl, the fact you live with her. That's how much pagam you gave her. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding that Mem Amad Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol Mokem Shiesh Mecher. Depending now upon how old the girl is. Now, whenever the father can sell his daughter to be an Amar Aria, that means Kol Zaman she's a Ketana, the Locha Ruzain Kenas. That if a man is Ma'anaso, or is Mefataha, you don't have to pay Kenas. History Rabbi Meir Shita, that a Ketana, when a girl is less than 12 years old and doesn't have two Cyrus yet, there's no Kenas. But the chol mokem sheish kenas, in other words, whenever she does become a nara, and she has two sirus, that now if a man is ma'anasa, the man has to pay the father kenas, the locher is ein mecher, the father cannot sell her. Kitana, kol zaman, the girl is a kitana, she's less than 12 years old, yesh lo mecher, then the locher is, her father is allowed to sell her to become an amavriya. But the ein lo kenas, if a man is ma'anasa, even though she's older than 3 years old, it's called the Maisa B, he made a Pagam, but still Rav Meir holds a Potter from Kenas. Nara, once the girl becomes a Nara, 12 years old, Yeshla Kenas, now for men is Ma'anasa. These 6 months between Naras and Bagrus, she does receive Kenas, the Kenas goes to the father, but V'yein La Mecher, the father has no more right to sell her, she's like out of the Rishus of the Av, the father can't sell her. Habageris, once the girl becomes 12 and a half years old, after Narus, she comes a Bageris, Ein lo loy mechav loy knas. Then there's no halacha, the father is not allowed to sell her, she can't become an Amariya, and no adin v'loy knas, there's no halacha of knas. That if a man is manasa, even though she's still a psula, there's no knas. Knas is only by Naro, not by a Bageris. Now the Gemara says, Amrav Yudam Arav. Zudivir Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, and we'll soon explain later what Rabbi Meir says this, that a katana does not get kinas. Avo chachamim oimrim, but there is a chachamim Shita that says that yesh lo kinas, no, even though she's a katana, as long as she's 3 years old, there is a kinas. The mokem echer, at the time when the father's allowed to sell the daughter, between 3 and 12, when the father could sell her, who adin, there is kinas. The Tanya will not like this. Kitano mi bas yoimechot v'yachetovish teisairus. Is yesh lo mecho v'yein lo kinas. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That a kitano, when she's 1 day old, until she becomes 12 years old, the father has the right to sell her. Yesh lo mecho, she's in the reshus of the Av, the father could sell her to become an Omer Havriya, a Jewish maid. But v'yein lo kinas, if a man is manasa, there's no chiyuv kinas since she's a kitano. But Mishatovi Shtei Cyrus, when she brings two Cyrus, in other words, when she's 12 years old, and she has two Cyrus, two hairs, the Mokum Ervum, that she's a Gedoyla, Ad Sheti Bager, for the next 6 months until she becomes a Bageris, Yeshla Kenas, at this period, if a man is Ma'anasam, he has to pay the father Kenas. But Vienla Mecher, But now the father can't sell the daughter anymore. Once the daughter becomes a gedola, becomes a nara, the father can't sell her anymore. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, and we'll soon explain why. Shehayu Rabbi Meir Oimer, because Rabbi Meir used to say that kol mokam sheyesh mecher, whenever the father is allowed to sell his daughter when she's a ketana, ain kenas. A man does not have to pay her kenas. The kol mokam sheyesh kenas, whenever the girl is a nara, that now if a man is manas or mafata, the man has to pay kenas. Is a mecher. At this age, the father can't sell her. There's no mecher, the father can't sell her. For Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say though, Kitano mi bas gimul shanim v'yoymechot, v'yad shetibagir, when a girl is 3 years old, up until she becomes a begeris, up until she's 12 and a half, is yesh lo kenas. If a man is manasso, mafato, the man has to pay kenas. Now, the Mar makes a diak, kenas in mecheloi, Mashma, there's only Yechiv Kenas, but the father can't sell his daughter, even though she's a Ketana. So the Gemara says, no, Eima, say rather, Af Kenas b'mokemecher. Say rather, there is Kenas b'mokemecher. Whereas that's Pshita, the father has a right to sell his daughter, calls him on she's a Ketana. The Chiddush of the Chum is that when she's 3 years old, then there's a Chiv Kenas, even though she's a Ketana. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's svara? Why does he say that a ketana does not receive kenas? She bedavka has to be a nara. Well, on makro, the pasuk says, v'loi si elisha. It says what? When you manas a girl, it says that you should marry her. So to diak, v'loi si elisha, she should be your wife, mashma, b'mahava atzmo akosa medaber. In the case that she has the power to marry herself off to you. In other words, that she's a gedola. We're talking about that she's a nara. That she could accept the Kedushin without her father's permission. By Ketana, Ketana can't marry herself off. She doesn't have daf. Here the Pasuk is Mashma of Elois Elisha, that this girl should be to you for wife. Mashma, she has the power to marry herself off. Because dafka by Ketana, by Yenara, by Gedolo, and not by Ketana. For Rabbonin, what's the Sfar of the Rabbonin Shita? For Rabbonin, Amr Rashlok, Yishom Akro, the Pasuk says, Naro Afilu Ketana. Right, the Bach is Gurus, the Torah doesn't say the hey. It just says Nar. As if to say Nar without the hey means even a Ketana. That even though she's a Ketana, if a man is Manasa, the man has to pay Kenas. So Mora says now, Shomer Rav Popo, Perei de Rav Chona Mibay Kulichis. He heard over this Memra, Rav Popo heard it over. Is also, so he went Omro Kaimet Rav Simi Barashi. He went and told it over to Rav Simi Barashi. So Amulei, so Simi Barashi told that Rav Popo, Osin you aho masnisulo. You learned this pshat about Nara Nar on this our mission here. Anan, he says here, Anan aho masninulo. We learned that this Rosh on this halacha, like we'll soon see. That Amulei Rashloka said, Hamoitzi Shemra, Alaktano, in the case where a man married a Ketana. And the first time he lived with her, he's Moisi Shemrat, that said that she doesn't have Sulim. In other words, she lived with a man before already, when she was Mekudeshes, married to him. The Lachar is Potter, you don't have to pay the Kenas. In the case, the regular case of Moisi Shemrat, the husband is lying, and we find out that she had those nus before, so the husband has to pay her Meyer Kesef. If she's a Ketana, though, Rosh Lachar says he's Potter. Shinam the Apostolic says, V'nosnu la'vi ha'nara, that you have to give the money to the father of the Nara. So Rosh Lakish says here, Nara Mole Dibra Kosef. The Torah writes the word Nara with the Hey. Nara Mole means that she has to be a total Nara Gedolah, and not a Ketana. If you might see Shemra on a Ketana, you do not have to pay the Kenas. Maskeblo Rav Adabarava. So Rav Adabarava asked the Kasha back to Rosh Lakish. Taima, what's your reasoning? Why you're telling me now a Ketana, there's no Din Moisi Shemra? The Kosa Rachmona Nara, only because the Torah wrote the word Nara with the Hey. Halafach, if the Torah would have just wrote Nar without the extra Hey, without the Hey, Habamina would have thought Afilu Ketana, that even though you're marrying a Ketana now, if the husband has Moisi Shemra on her, the husband still has to pay the Kenas, if he's lying. For the Gemara of Oksiv, in this Pasha it says, if it's true what the husband is complaining, that this Nara did not have b'sulim, in other words, that she lived with another man after the Kedushin, the pasuk says, you should take the Nara out from the father's house, and we have to give a skila.
So this is the parasha of Moshe Shemra. That if it's true what the husband is saying, then the wife gets gila. But if the husband is lying, then the husband has to pay mea kosef. Now, uketana lav bas einshini. That's the proof that this pasuk is not talking about a ketana, because the ketana does not get killed. She's not a bar einshin. But since the pasuk says of Moshe Shemra that she gets killed, if it's true, it's mashma talking about a gedela, an hour at least. So that's the kasha. Why does Rosh Lakish have to make a diet from the word naro that it writes to hey here, that's dafka gedela, not a ketana? Pshita, we're talking about a gedela here, because the ketana doesn't get killed. So the Gemara says, Ela Teretz is like this, Ela kan naro. Over here, the Torah writes the word hey to teach us that what? That it means a gedela. Hokomokam shenema nar, but any other place in the Torah, the Torah doesn't write the word nara with the hay, but it leaves out the hay. It only writes nar afilu ketana b'mashma. Then it's mashma like we say napshan chum over here, that by knas of mafata and by an oinus, here the Torah just writes a nar without the hay. It means even a ketana. If a man has manas or mafata ketana, the locker is he has to pay a knas. And the knas goes liavia. Yeah. Mishnah says weiter, hoi me put.